Hello, this is Ava Marone interviewing my grandmother. We're in Doylestown, PA. The date is January 8th, 2020, and it is 4 o'clock. So first, what's your name?
My name is Kathy Lopez.
And when's your date of birth?
My birthday is May 26, 1941.
Okay, so today my main topic I'd like to talk about is like our family and kind of what your childhood was like. So first off, can you tell me about your parents and what they were like?
Let's see. My parents, my mother was a homemaker. My father was an artist, and he was art director of Merck, Sharp, and Dohme, which is now called Merck. My parents had four children. I was the youngest of the four. And when we were all out of high school and college, my mother started a store in Peddler's Village, Lahaska, Pennsylvania. And then she continued, she also started another store, the cookeryware store in Peddler's Village with my older sister.
Okay, so where did you grow up?
I grew up in Carversville, Pennsylvania, which is not far from Doylestown.
Did you ever help out around the stores when you were little, or like when you were like almost my age?
Did I help out at home or
at the stores?
No, my mother only started the stores after, in fact, she started it a week before I was married and everybody else was married and gone. So we didn't really help out at the store.
Okay, so now, well, obviously, my great aunt, because your sister ran the store for her after she passed away.
Yes.
And then now it is Lisa, who is her daughter and your niece. So how was your relationship with like all your siblings?
Well, we were very fortunate as growing up. We had a big place in the country, and my parents made sure we had pet animals. And we also went to private school and then on to college. So we were very lucky that my father did well enough that he could provide for us as well as they did.
Okay, so I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit to when you were married.
Okay.
And when you found out you were going to have my mom. So can you tell me that story?
I graduated from college in education and became a teacher. My husband was a medical student. And so we decided not to have children for a while. When he was a senior in medical school, we had Susan.
Mm-hmm, my aunt.
And that was back in 67. And then 3 years later, we had Ava's mother, Stephanie.
Okay. When my mom was young, and I guess also when Susan was young, did they remind you, like, do I remind you or do my cousins remind you of them when they were little at all?
Actually, I don't think so. they were just two little girls, and we were very close with Aunt Barbara and her family, and she had four children, and actually, they had a great childhood, and Susan and Stephanie had a great childhood, just because there were the six of them then. And it was just a normal childhood, the way Ava and Louie are growing up.
Okay, so then after you had my mom and Susan, you had Sarah, but that was with your second husband, right?
That's right.
So can you tell me about how you met him?
My first husband, Jack Sellers, mm-hmm. at Franklin Marshall College.
Okay.
And I also met John at that Franklin Marshall College. And Jack and I were divorced after 11 years.
Okay.
And I just accidentally ran into John at Peddler's Village one day. And he called up and asked me out. And, we were married like maybe a year or so later. So.
Okay. Can you tell me about a person in your life who has had the greatest influence on it?
I think I would have to say my mother. She was a very independent woman, very strong lady, and she started the Creative Hands store in Peddler's Village after raising four children and, you know, helping them through their education. And then she started the cookeryware store. And I think she was a very fair-minded, strong lady. And I think she was probably the greatest influence.
What did she teach you? Like, what are some lessons that she kind of taught you throughout life that kind of stuck with you?
Probably hardworking. She made sure when we were growing up that we all had chores. We did have a large house, and we each had four rooms in the house that had to be cleaned every week. And we had a very large lawn, and the lawn was divided up, and each of us had to do our share of the lawn. And she taught us how to, you know, be responsible.
Do you think all of her lessons as you grew up definitely helped you in, like, your older life? Like, when you got to college?
I think it made all of us much stronger people. And I think I definitely passed that on to Ava and Susan's, you know, children. I definitely passed it on to Susan and Ava. I mean, Susan and Stephanie.
Okay, so obviously I'm your granddaughter. So thinking about future generations like myself, what kind of wisdom do you think you could pass down to me and just future generations about what we can do to not exactly help the world, but how to make our lives better and how to stay strong and keep on going?
Well, number one, you have to learn how to cope. And you have to, and you're going to fail at some things. But that'll teach you a lesson, and you just get up and go on to the next thing. What was the question again?
What kind of advice and wisdom can you give to us, like the future generations, about how life is going to be and how we can make our lives better?
I think you're very lucky to have a very strong family. And with a lot of support. And I think that teaches you to be confident, which is part of being strong. And I think because of it, you're gonna learn how to succeed. You're gonna learn how to start something and then finish it.
Okay. And then I have a question going back to, I guess, college years. How did you almost, like, when you got out of college, how did you know where to start? And how did you know what to do when you got out of college, where you wanted to go and how you wanted to execute your plan of doing that?
Well, first of all, when my sisters and I went to college, at that time, which was back in the 50s, You could be, women could be either a nurse, a teacher, or a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about just about it. And that's what we were. Aunt Barbara was a nurse, I was a teacher, and Aunt Karen was a secretary. Aunt Karen failed out of college. But
oh my God.
Years later, she finished college. She went back and finished college.
Well, that's good. She went back.
She did go back, and she did finish it and got her degree. But when I graduated, I was married right after college, we were living in Pittsburgh, and I just applied to the school board and got the job.
Do you think it was a lot easier back then to almost do that than it will be today with all the other jobs that are available to women and people like me, I guess?
It's going to be great that you could choose from, you know, you could do anything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Women are doing much more than men are.
Yeah.
And more women are graduating from college than men, too. Women are strong.
So how much do you think has changed since when you were in high school to now, as I'm in high school? Not only with, like, I guess schools, but also just in the real world outside, what's going on? And
well, I think technology is the huge change, with computers and phones, and I know with Sarah, she has, you know, years ago, when we were in college, you had to write a letter to a friend or call somebody on a telephone, but then you had to pay for that telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you have your phone that you can call somebody, you can text somebody, you can email somebody, and Sarah has high school friends, college friends, and business friends that she is easily in contact with,
mm-hmm.
and which also can help as far as networking for jobs, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in your opinion, do you think, not only because of technology, just because of all the changes that have been made since you were in high school, but do you think it was almost better back then growing up compared to now for almost kids' personalities and their will to work?
I think it's great, you know, with all the technology and with all the advancements. I don't think any time was better or worse. I think things were maybe easier then. But there's just more opportunities now.
Mm-hmm.
And since you have grown up with computers and with this technology, it's easy for you.
Okay, so going back to when you were in high school, and I guess, how much technology was there when you were in high school?
What?
How much technology was there when you were in high school?
Typewriters.
Okay,
And when I was in elementary school, we had a party line for telephones. It wouldn't be just us on that telephone mm-hmm. line. There might be three or four other people.
Mm-hmm.
So when the phone rang, it may not have been for my family. Mm-hmm. It could have been for another family.
Oh, wow. That seems to be pretty complicated. Okay, so with that, how do you think from when you were a teenager, how did you think your life was going to be compared to what it turned out to be as a teenager?
Well, I think it turned out fine. I think my parents did a good job by making sure I had a good education and making sure that I went to college. And they were always, you know, supporting me, you know, trying to tell me to try for this job or that job or whatever. Family is what's important.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling like you have support, that if you do fail, they're gonna be there to back you up and say, well, then just try a different path.
We're learning about that in college and career planning class. We're talking about almost like goals and then how can you achieve those goals. And one of the things that we had to almost write down was what people are like your support system and who's going to help you reach those goals. And a couple of those people were like friends and family, and definitely family because they're the ones that are behind you and you live with them.
Yeah.
So they're there all the time and help you with everything.
Families, very important for somebody's mental health.
Yeah, mental health too, yeah. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Okay, that was good. That was easy. I don't know if it was that, you know. But I think out of all of it, I think the fact that your family teaches you, you know, responsibility and is always there to support you. And you're lucky. You have great parents, you know. So just to give you an example, Aunt Karen had three children. And there's Jenny, who, I don't know if you know Jenny.
Mm-mm.
Well, Jenny was very overweight. And she didn't marry until later. And then she married this man 15 years younger. And she has a great marriage, you know. But no children because she married at 50 and he was 35. Anyway, but she's a great aunt to all her nieces and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and Matt have three girls, and they're very supportive of the three girls. And the girls do very well in school. They play sports. In fact, Gabby just got a full 4-year scholarship. Full pay.
Oh my gosh. For
all 4 years to college.
What college?
Ursinus.
Oh wow.
Yep. Which is, it's not a college, but it's a good college.
Yeah.
It's a good college. And she is interested in nursing. And so she's, but it's all paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason that there's such a good family is, it's, I mean, the reason she's always done so well is because they have such a good, strong family. Then she has Jack. And Jack left his wife, who came from England, so she didn't have any support from her parents because they were back in England.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Karen wasn't nice to her when they got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Jack that left Melanie. And the oldest one, Hannah, never went to college.
Mm.
I think she works at a limousine service. But she's okay. You don't have to go to college.
Yeah.
But you're better prepared if you go to college. Anyway, so she never went to college.
And part of that could have been like the breaking up of the family the and not having the support.
And Melanie didn't have any family support from Karen, which was her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
But Karen was busy supporting her son.
Yeah.
And she should have, you know,
yeah.
I mean, she also voted for Trump.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. You know, and she's my sister, but, yeah. Anyway. And then Will, who's a very nice kid, but he's going to Delaware County, Delaware County, it's just like Bucks. It's a junior college.
Oh, okay.
And he's taking a course here and a course there, and you know, no real follow through. He's not a bad kid. He's a nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
But he's sort of floating.
It's that support. There's no support.
No support again. And then they gave Grace a lot of attention because she played soccer and she was a good soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a scholarship to East Stroudsburg, which isn't that great of a school. But she got a full, she got a scholarship, she got scholarship money.
Mm-hmm.
But she dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
No follow through.
Yeah.
They're all nice kids, but they just are sort of all adrift.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because Jack and Melanie didn't give them the support they actually needed.
Mm-hmm.
So feel lucky, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you.
Because your parents are, they're like bulldogs as far as you kids, driving you kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your mother, you know, every opportunity. Oh, are you going to work on Saturday? Oh, Ava will work.
Offering me up here and there.
I know.
Well, so, thank you. I think this was really great. And I learned about people I didn't even know I was related to in any way.
Well, there was four kids. Uncle Ted.
Mm-hmm. I know him.
And he also, he's been married 9 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
maybe 8 times, because one time, maybe 7 times he's really been married. Because one time we thought he was married to Nell, but he never was. And then there was a Susan, and she was very, they were all pretty nice women. But he must have lied to them.
Oh, my gosh.
But he was married to Jean. That was his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she was beautiful. She was very pretty. She was like homecoming queen up at Penn State, which, how do you become homecoming queen with 10,000 kids, you know?
Yeah.
And she was nice. But the marriage only lasted 7 years because she couldn't have children.
Mm.
And I don't know if that was the real reason why the marriage broke up. And then he married, what was her name? Every time I want to see if I'm getting Alzheimer's, I run through the wives. And I want to see if I can remember. See, Barbara was the third one. Why can't I remember the second one? The second one he had Kel and Kent with. He had 2 boys. Mm-hmm. But Kel landed in jail.
Oh, my God.
For forgery and drugs. And Kent, fortunately, married a very nice woman who had a good family background. And he lives out in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And he has a great wife and 3 great kids and great in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
So he's fine. Kent, Kel married a girl that he met through her brother. He was in jail with a guy,
and oh my
he met the sister of a sister and ended up marrying her and had Andrew.
Oh my gosh.
And the married and Yaye had a wedding for them and everything else, and they had Andrew, and the marriage may have lasted 1 year.
Oh, my gosh.
And she lives in New Jersey, and Kent now lives in Tennessee. And then he married another woman and had 2 girls. And that marriage didn't last either.
Mm.
And so he's on his 3rd wife. And we don't see them.
Yeah.
The last time we saw them was at...
well, there doesn't seem to be a lot of support there either.
See, it's family support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is important.
That seems to be like your family supported you, and it kind of went through the chain of everyone.
Yeah, and they sort of hold you up when you do fail, because you are going to fail every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lesson. I mean, you learn from it and move on. You know, anyway, I'm going to go home.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, there's, every family has its, you know, ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aunt Barbara was great.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, Tina, and David and Annie are good.
Mm-hmm.
They're all good, but they had a mother that was like a bulldog, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Aunt Barbara would sit at the end of the dinner table, just smiling at all 4 of her children. she was crazy about her children. you know, which is nice.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a nice evening.
Okay. I wonder where my keys are.